Ian Scholes. I'm not much of a sports fan. As a matter of fact, I have no interest in professional sports at all. But a June article in Salon caught my eye. Apparently, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, wants the Green Bay Packers to change its name. Vegetarian campaign coordinator Bruce Friedrich wrote a letter to Packers president Bob Harlan suggesting they change the name to the Green Bay Pickers, as in fruit pickers, or the Green Bay Six Packers in reference to Wisconsin's brewing industries. The name Packers, which the Packers have had since 1919, is in fact a reference to meatpacking, so PETA may have a point, but hey, who cares? Football and meatpacking are synonymous activities, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure they could prove how tough they are by calling themselves a wussy name like the Pickers, kind of like naming your boy Sue to toughen him up. But again, Packers fans call themselves cheeseheads. Willingly. Isn't this a slap in the face to vegans and the lactose intolerant? We can only hope. Still, spurred by this story, I suddenly found myself surrounded by football stories. The story, for instance, that the new color man for ABC's Monday Night Football will be Dennis Miller, the caustic comic who laughs at his own jokes a lot and does what he calls rants. Something I've been doing for, I don't know, 20 years now, and has anybody ever offered me a cushy job making jokes about football on national television? No. Well, okay, I don't know anything about football. I hate football. That's not the point. The point is, why hire Dennis Miller in the first place? Is football so dull that it needs punching up? Apparently, yes. Ratings are dropping. But is bringing a smart-aleck wuss to make fun of the proceedings going to bring those ratings back up? This smart-aleck wuss remains doubtful. I've also heard that football moguls are trying desperately to get Europeans interested in NFL-style football. On NPR, heard that the NFL is considering miniature cameras in the helmets of quarterbacks and on referees to get an in-your-face intimacy of the meat-packing frenzy we call football, thereby increasing viewership. Then there's the new mutant sport, XFL, which I believe stands for extreme football, kind of a cross between professional football and professional wrestling. There's a sudden whiff of desperation in professional sports, don't you think? Oh, sure, there's Tiger Woods. Amazing athlete, the pundits say. One of the most amazing of the 20th century. But, folks, he's a golfer. There's nothing amazing about golf. Watching golf is like watching somebody change a tire. It's like watching people do jigsaw puzzles. Don't get me started. I gotta go.